Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We need to adopt a tush push when we have short yardage issues.
We're not going to.
We never will, but we should have. Because a lot of teams could use it.
Rod didn't like it. He's admitted that. Look, I'd be shocked. But maybe, Mike, there's a little spite here. Maybe some teams go, okay, screw it, NFL. Hey, we're going
to
do it.
Well, if you play the Eagles, I mean, like I said, I mean, there's ways to do it. You got to find some dudes who've got some serious leg strength to move that pile. You got to have some. First off, the Eagles have. That's another thing. Born of jealousy. The Eagles have one of the best, if not the best, offensive line historically. Get better in the trenches, bruh.
Don't we have a pretty good offensive line?
You know, yeah, we're pretty good, but if you've got a leaner line that's more zone blocking, maybe you don't have the lead in your dumper to pull it off.
Yeah. NFL needed 24 votes from the owners today to ban it. They did not get that. They got 22. So it's here to stay, at least for another year. RJ, Mike, Dukes piling multiple players behind the quarterback and pushing him forward creates a mess of bodies in a confined space, increasing the risk of lower body injuries, especially for the defenders.
In the words of my good friend Carl Dukes, who? 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 Who came up lame? Who was carted off the field after the never, because it hasn't happened. I had some dude, and I'm not even going to call you a nitwit, sir, out of respect, but a guy named RJ goes, recent example would be Chris Jones in the Super Bowl. No, it isn't. Chris Jones was rushing the passer.
That's true.
When he came up lame. It had nothing to do with the tush push.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys can't even find an example to cite. And by the way, real quick, just to double down, Carl and I were talking during the break. When they say they care about player safety, they're lying to you. Do you know how much money the NFL has invested in helmet safety? Less than $60 million.
They're trying.
Yes. Right now, they've awarded a $1.5 million in grant funding to an additional $1.37 million last year to help teams create better helmet prototypes. Okay, this is the richest league on the freaking planet.
They got to figure the right helmet out.
This is a multi-billion dollar. I mean, you're making $10 billion net. Okay, and now so do the percentage on that. So don't talk to me about player safety when you're giving me peanuts for the thing that matters most, which is concussion.
Mike,
so you are lying to
Mike,
me.
When you're talking about cracking skulls, you have to do the research.
Okay, yes,
and to do the adequate research takes time.
Yes.
The NFL
and
is
money,
working towards
and
this.
Money, and they're not spending the money.
They're working towards this. I am being real
tell
with you,
truth.
Though.
Tell the truth.
I am the great Will Smith movie, right? I am being honest with you though when I tell you if you were to ask anybody in the front office of the NFL league office, these are the two things they care about, entertainment and safety.
And
Mike, here's the deal. Whether they did it 30 years ago, it doesn't matter. The research has shown what they were doing was getting people killed. CTE is real, right? So once you realize that, it's like airline safety. Guys, I know some of you don't remember this. You used to be able to smoke while you were flying on a flight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not safe, okay?
It's not healthy.
Well, that's after the fact that it's not safe.
It's funny. You were up last week. I was telling Abe about flying all over to Europe in the back of the plane.
The fact that you're on a plane with jet fuel. Hello. And people used to put out cigarettes with their feet right there in the department.
Well, the fuel tank is
get out of here. They close the curtain. My point is, when the airlines realize, you know what, this is not what we need to be doing, they changed. The NFL did the same thing. I'm just simply telling you, those are the two things they care about. And my issue with that is, and this is why I'm upset about it, mm-hmm. Mike, is because they are contradicting themselves by saying what they're saying, but yet they're allowing this play to continue.
Well, again, I mean, like, nobody wants to see the DeMar Hamlin situation. You don't want to ever see a guy, you think he's dead on the field. We understand that. And that was a unique situation with at 1/1000th of a second of a heartbeat. But the thing about football, just let me go off on this limb for 1 minute. NASCAR. Why is NASCAR's ratings down? Why is NASCAR taking a hit the last 20 years? Because after Dale Earnhardt died, they made the cars too safe. The racing sucked. Quality of racing went down the tubes. And then, unfortunately, there's certain things that are inherently dangerous that makes things more exciting. And nobody wants to talk about that because it's ghoulish to say it. But there is something more exciting about the big hit. You know, for 30 years, we marketed the videotape. When you order your SI, you got the biggest hits of 1987. So as you said, they understand after some lawsuits, can't do that no more. But there's still something dangerous about the sport. You take away some of the better plays, the more exciting plays, to me, you lessen the interest for me in the sport. Now, they're not there yet, but eventually they will cross over to that point.
Yeah, no, look, I will tell you, and I've said this, and I've had a lot of discussions with coaches about this, because it's like, is football less than it was 15, 20, 25, 30 years ago? And all I will tell you is go down on the sideline. These guys are hitting. It's still real. These guys are banging each other up. The sounds of the game are still similar. The difference is, Mike, I necessarily, and as a fan, I don't want to see an unprotected wide receiver go across the middle and get his head blown off. I don't want to see that because, to your point, now we're taking guys off on stretchers. That is not what they're trying to do. But guess what? To see a guy come with the forearm or the mm-hmm. shoulder and hit a guy properly is still effective. It's still a blast.
Right. Right.
You see a guy get blasted, it's still the same thing. But a head-to-head hit, I don't want to see that.
I mean, we go back, and we joked around about this a few months ago. You watch those hits from, like, the 70s and the 80s. It's like
no remorse.
Not only would guys be penalized, they'd be arrested in some cases. You might even see dudes handcuffed. When you see the clothesline, you see some of the hits of the Raiders in the old days, of the AFC, et cetera. All I'm saying is, yes, they tell you it's safety, but to me, I'm sorry. I think NFL ownership is management. It's hypocritical, it's disingenuous, and it's window dressing. But, you know, so be it.
All right. Want to remind you guys that you can join 92.9 The Game in Allie Mack this Saturday from 10 to noon. That's 10 a.m. to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs. Allie's going to be out there. Atlanta's largest selection of new Kias and over 350 used cars. Don't miss your chance to score on a 5-day cruise also for two with every car sold. That's Saturday, 10 to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. As we talk about this, it's big news because it's one of these things we've been waiting on. It came down today. And again, I want to kind of just be clear on what Rich McKay said. Rich McKay is head of the competition committee, obviously works for the Falcons. He's saying the ban mm-hmm. was proposed by the competition committee and the players' health and safety committee. And it still got voted down.
Yeah, but they still didn't get the votes. They needed two more teams.
Correct.
But look, Roger Penske, that's coming up later in Guy talking about Indy. But Roger Goodell wants this, and he'll get it. They just came up two votes short. They'll get it at some point, unless maybe buoyed by this vote, some teams that were on the fence, as you said earlier in the first segment, maybe say, well, we'll put our toe in the water on the tush push.
Why not?
I'm just saying, if there's ever a team, because we're so close to it here in Atlanta, we've needed short yardage and haven't been able to get it over the years. And this goes back during multiple coaches, multiple quarterbacks. I mean, you could take this all the way back to like the days of Chris Chandler. We struggled at times getting short yardage, you know, save for the years that Jamal Anderson was toting the rock. So it'd be something I'd like to see.
Yeah, if you I think if you have a dynamic running back like Bijan Robinson or Tyler Algier, who sometimes doesn't get the ball in these situations, which can be perplexing, but I think when you have a talented running backs.
But as you said, running a jet sweep on 4th-and-1 is
ridiculous.
Criminal.
It's ridiculous. And even if it's Bijan, we're running right at you, right here off the A-gap. We're running right at you, okay? That's what should be happening. And if we're not good enough to get it, then we don't get it. But this idea like you're going to outrun me to the edge – it doesn't happen in the league, man. And that's why sometimes it's so frustrating with the play calling. I get it. You're trying to switch things up. Maybe you think they're expecting something. But my point is, if we've got, and we do, talented running backs, I shouldn't be sweating 3rd-and-1. I shouldn't be sweating 4th-and-1 in the red zone if we want to push it and go for it. But if you wanted to add this play, and Falcon fans, this is my question to you. Who's running it? Michael Penix ain't running this.
No, Tyler Allgeier.
Who's running it?
Tyler Allgeier. Well, maybe we don't use it, but there's certainly some athletes on our football team that can, that there are experience with the leg press. If that's a prerequisite for this, they can run this play.
Now, well,
is Ryan Nuziel qualified to do this the way the Eagles, the Eagles, part of the reason they're so successful, they've got one of the great offensive lines in recent history
they
in the
do,
league.
They do, but remember, you also get to push guys in the back, which is part of the complaint of this play. So my point is, if it's Pitts, hypothetically, lined up, he takes the snap, and you got two guys behind him who are pushing him because that's the argument here, assisting a runner. That was what teams were complaining about that didn't want be a play.
The thing is, but the NFL, and we talked about this, and I know this is a weird part of the argument, so bear with me on this. They allowed this 5 or 6 years ago, and that's why I think the Eagles adapted it when the NFL stopped the forward progress whistle. We used to get that quick whistle on forward progress, and as a fan, you go, whoa, we're still moving the pile. And then if you notice, they started to allow that play to evolve. So that play also continued. So the NFL kind of created this monster. If you go back and watch it, they used to really draw a line. Oh, no, that's it. They'd be really quick whistles. Now they eat the whistle. Plays evolve before we even get to the tush push when a running back is being pushed outside the outside the hash marks. So it just, to me, the NFL kind of created this atmosphere. So the Eagles took and ran with it.
Yeah. All I'm saying is you get that assistance.
Right.
And anybody can be taking the snap. So I'm just saying, Falcon fans, if we're going to incorporate this, and I'm not saying we are, if we would, who's running it? Because I'm not running it with Michael Penix.
Oh, no, God, no. And I wouldn't run it. I might not even run it with Bijan. I might run it with a guy like Tyler Allgeier, who's kind of a torquey bowling ball.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Of a dude who can maybe get there in that angle and get under or get between the pads and make it work. I know we've got tight ends now. I don't know if you want Charlie Warner pushing from behind.
That wouldn't be bad.
Those dudes.
That wouldn't be bad.
But I mean, or you take somebody from the defense. You know, that's one of the other things. You know, in the old days, you can take, you know, hell, you can use Taquan Graham and have, have one of your big guys pushing the meat from behind.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.